Hey everyone, welcome back. I've got some major news to kick us off today. Grayscale Investments has officially pulled its application for a spot Cardano, or ADA, exchange-traded fund. And you can already see the market reacting. ADA took a sharp 4.7% dive, slipping right below the 19 cents mark to hover around 0.187. It's definitely a moment that's caught a lot of attention in the community.
It's a significant development, especially given the timing. This comes right as Cardano futures on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange were nearing a crucial 6-month trading threshold. Historically, the SEC has looked at that exact benchmark to gauge whether an asset is mature enough for a spot ETF approval. So pulling the plug right now really shifts the timeline.
Exactly. By retracting the filing, Grayscale has essentially hit pause on this regulatory path. From what we're seeing, it's likely a mix of SEC hesitancy, the steep compliance costs involved, and a strategic pivot to focus their resources on asset filings that look more promising right now. It's a tough pill to swallow for the ecosystem, but it's a calculated business move.
And we have to remember that the immediate price drop isn't just about the ETF news. The broader macroeconomic backdrop is playing a huge role here. Persistent inflation and ongoing uncertainty around Federal Reserve policy have already been placing sustained downward pressure on ADA. This filing withdrawal just added another layer to an already challenging environment.
Looking at the charts, though, there's a clear technical story unfolding. The 18 cents to 19 cents range is acting as a major support zone right now. If the buyers step in and defend that level, we could see ADA enter a consolidation phase, which might just set the stage for a potential rebound down the line.
That's a fair assessment, but we also need to prepare for the downside. A decisive breakdown below that support could expose ADA to further declines, likely pushing it toward the next major support level, hovering around 16 cents. Price action here is also heavily tied to Bitcoin's dominance. We know that when Bitcoin strengthens, altcoins like ADA tend to bleed liquidity, and they usually only find stability during Bitcoin's corrective phases.
I hear you, and it's definitely a lot to process. But here's the silver lining. This withdrawal absolutely does not mean a permanent regulatory rejection. The doors aren't closed forever. ETF filings can be resubmitted, and as we've seen, the regulatory landscape is incredibly fluid. Things can shift faster than we expect.
Precisely. And more importantly, none of this changes what actually makes Cardano valuable. The core fundamentals remain completely untouched. We're still talking about a network built on peer-reviewed research, ongoing scalability upgrades, and a steadily expanding decentralized application ecosystem. The tech keeps moving forward regardless of the ETF headlines.
That's so true. It's also worth noting that the entire crypto ETF landscape is maturing. After the successful launches of the Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs, asset managers are realizing that getting regulatory approval is a costly, lengthy process that isn't guaranteed for every digital asset. It's a more selective game now.
Which brings us to the most critical takeaway for investors. You have to separate long-term project value from short-term regulatory speculation. If you're holding ADA because you believe in its technological roadmap and ecosystem growth, this dip should just be viewed as a temporary market adjustment, not a fundamental failure.
Absolutely. But on the flip side, if your position was built entirely on the expectation of an imminent ETF approval, it might be time for an immediate risk reassessment. In an environment like this, diversification remains your best friend to help mitigate that volatility.
And I'd strongly advise against trying to catch a falling knife. The smarter play is to wait for price stabilization and clearer market signals before considering any reentry. Patience is going to be your biggest asset here.
I couldn't agree more. Ultimately, Grayscale's withdrawal really drives home a simple truth. Institutional crypto adoption is a marathon, not a sprint. While ADA is facing some near-term headwinds and increased volatility, the underlying technology and development trajectory are still steadily progressing.
Exactly. So for long-term investors, the focus should remain squarely on the fundamentals. Manage your exposure carefully and prepare for a regulatory process that ultimately rewards patience and strategic positioning over rapid speculation. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll catch you on the next episode.